The White House Report.
Today, the president lunches with members of Congress and participates in a briefing call on the border crisis with state, local, and community leaders. It is 24 days now into the government shutdown, and President Trump is not backing down. He has refused Lindsey Graham's offer to temporarily reopen the government. The president is all in or nothing on the wall, and the Democrats are not going to negotiate on the wall until the government is reopened. Polls from several news organizations indicate most Americans blame the president and Republicans for this government shutdown. Meanwhile, the shutdown is crippling some airports with long lines due to sick outs from TSA workers who are not getting paid. Many government workers are also trying to financially manage as they're not getting paid during the shutdown. And there are some reports that some government checks that are supposed to be dispersed are in jeopardy of not being paid. Some of the nation's farmers looking to the Department of Agriculture for subsidies are waiting for promised checks. John Boyd of the National Black Farmers Association offers this.
The large-scale farmers are receiving their soybean checks from the United States Department of Agriculture. I believe it's a $13 billion bailout that the president announced several months ago that would go out to farmers expeditiously, is what he said from the microphone. The farmers will get these payments, no hassle, they're going to get them quick, and he's going to help the farmers out because he put these tariffs in place that really hurt farmers. And basically, the price of soybeans have dropped to almost in half per bushel, down to $8. So now the president said the farmers will get their payments, and quite frankly, I haven't got my payment, and I've filled out the paperwork. I qualify. They say I was approved for the payment at $1.65 a bushel, which isn't a lot of money. $1.65 a bushel is what the president's bailout plan for each soybean farmer in this country. I have it close to 15,000 bushels, so 15 or so thousand dollars would come to my farming operation based on how the government equated the math. And people like myself haven't got our payments, and the Department of Agriculture continues to say that the payment is being processed. But what I'm hearing from large-scale farmers are they receive their payments within days of turning in their paperwork to the United States Department of Agriculture. And that's why I'm out here saying today that farmers like myself, you can't continue to harvest our soybeans because it takes capital to do it, and to plant your winter wheat. That's what farmers should be doing this time of year, is planting winter wheat. And basically, we don't have our funds. You know, the president dropped the bottom on the soybean prices. And really, I would prefer to have a fair market versus going to the United States Department of Agriculture and apply for anything, because we know the history there, and it hasn't been good for black farmers.
Boyd has been trying to meet with the agriculture secretary over this matter, but he says the secretary's handlers contend the secretary is too busy. Boyd's name may be familiar, as he led the crusade against the Department of Agriculture years ago for discrimination in the farm loan program. It took almost two decades for the black farmers to receive their money. April Ryan, AURN News.